James Wedlar is a chef and the owner of Cabrito, a UK distributor of goat meat, and he's promoting October as Goattober to raise the awareness of goat meat for consumers. Welcome to the California Ag Today podcast, James.
Thanks for having me, Patrick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, James, the goat milk industry is much like the cow dairy business, where the males which did not produce the milk are not used, and the goats, well, they're often eliminated entirely. So what's behind all this?
Well, the idea is that it started on the east coast of the U.S. with a company called Heritage Foods, who are based in Brooklyn, and they worked out that there was this problem in the dairy industry.
Now, he's talking about the goat dairy business, and of course, there are several goat operations in California.
Although the cheese process produces a lot of milk, it also produces a lot of males that nobody wants. And a lot of the farmers were absolutely determined not to euthanize the billies, which is what happens in most dairy industries across the world. It's a significant problem in Europe. And they came up with the idea of, instead of euthanizing the billies, rear them up for meat. And Heritage Foods used its network throughout New York to sell these goat carcasses into these restaurants. And we in Europe, I found out about it. I run a goat meat company in the UK. And in Europe, I found out there were euthanizing about 2 million goats a year in Europe.
And James, talking about 2 million goats euthanized at birth because they're male.
Because the male goats don't produce any milk and are therefore useless to a dairy industry. And that is a terrible thing to do. So Heritage Foods came up with this idea of Goattober to try and combat that problem. And we picked that idea up and sort of pushed it out through Europe. We now have events in London and Ireland, and we have events in Spain, France, Germany, Italy. We have some events in Australia. Basically, wherever there are dairies, there is this problem with the male billy goats, and Goattober is a way of trying to combat that by trying to encourage chefs to use goat meat during the month of October and also have people buy it and cook it themselves. So that is the idea. And we've had some success on the East Coast, but we've got nobody really on the West Coast. I know that in smaller farms and in smaller farming communities, there is a lot of goat meat on these smallholders across the U.S. We have some people in Wisconsin, and there is we have one person who's going to get involved in California. But obviously, you have a large reach, and some of your listeners will have their own goat herds, and maybe they're struggling to sell it, or they have some events coming up that they'd like to help publicize. And now we have a website, www.goattober.com, and we have social media streams. And anyone that's trying to sell their goat meat throughout the month of October can get in contact with us via the website.
Again, that's goattober.com.
And we will help publicize their product. We're trying to build sort of a community of goat meat producers that can take these billy goats that would otherwise be euthanized and put them into the food system. But it doesn't have to be dairy billies. The aim is, by promoting goat meat more generally, more goats from dairy system will be used, but it doesn't have to exclusively be dairy goats.
And again, it's more participation in consuming goat meat. And a lot of it could come from the billy goats.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, we're trying to build a community of goat meat producers and popularize goat meat, because in the West it is really underrated. It's delicious, it's healthy, a sustainable source of protein, and they're also very climate resilient, which I know is an issue in California at the moment. So they're a really useful animal. And humans and goats have had a long shared history. They were the first domesticated farm animal about 10,000 years ago. So humans and goats have had a long history, a long partnership, but still the meat is very undervalued. And I know that a lot of farmers find it quite hard to get people to try. The idea of Goattober is to help with that, is to offer some free publicity, build this community of goat producers around the world, and have a month-long celebration of goat meat stretching from, we've got an event in Chicago in October, and it goes, and there are events all the way across the world.
And he said even in Australia, in the city of Melbourne. And James explains why it's Goattober in October.
In a natural production cycle, then the nanny goats would be put onto the billy and get pregnant in springtime. And if you fast forward 6 months, then you have a six-month-old billy, which is about the same size as a lamb carcass. And that's why October is sort of the right time to slaughter the billies from the dairy system, or slaughter the billies from a non-dairy system, because that's when they're at their premium weight to be sold as a young animal.
Well, James, good luck on Goattober. Sounds promising. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.